We're back here on KSOM as we get ready for our high school football opener this season. It's an eight-man showdown as Exira EHK battles Sydney. Talking now with head coach for the Exira EHK Spartans, Drew Buchholz. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team as you come into this opening game against the Cowboys?
Oh, I feel like we're getting stuff figured out, you know, offensively-wise with our guys up front. I think they're starting to figure out things, where to be and where to go. Defensively-wise, we're starting to understand our scheme. We're running things a little bit different this year than we did last year. And so it's just taking some time to figure some things out. And, you know, I think we're starting to round into as, you know, good a form as we can in week zero.
Bryce Brabham obviously had a big year last year at quarterback once you settled him into that spot. It seemed like he'd been playing there forever. He finished with nearly 1,200 yards rushing. How much was it important for him to have a full year of practice, you know, full month of practice in an off season to prepare for quarterback now?
Yeah, I think that was huge for him. You know, as the year went along for him at quarterback, he got more comfortable as the year went along, and now with the full off season, you know, he's started fully embracing that leadership role and knowing where everyone's supposed to be. And, you know, I'm just expecting big things from Bryce because, like I've said, he's just gotten more comfortable with that role, and he's starting to really take on the leadership and helping the other guys around him know where to be or know where to go. And I've liked what I've seen out of Bryce. He's a lot more comfortable in that position.
And who are some guys that you're looking to help him out on offense this year?
So we got a couple guys that are going to help Bryce out. We got Justin Kilworth. You know, he was a really good tight end for us last year. Really good blocker too. We're going to look for ways to get him the ball. I'm going to move him around in a couple different positions. He isn't just going to be solely a tight end. You know, we're going to move him back to running back in some formations. Along with him, we got Alan Olson. Alan Olson wasn't with us last year, but he decided to go out this year for his senior year, and we're super excited to have him. He really transformed his body into, you know, much better athlete, and so we're going to get him some carries at running back as well. And then we got a couple receivers on the outside that we're hoping to get open and create some big plays for us, and those are Blake Nelson and Jack Hansen. So, you know, it's going to be hopefully we can get those guys the ball, and hopefully they can take some of the workload off of Bryce's hands.
Let's talk about the other side of the ball. What do you like on defense? I mean, there you lose a big senior in Alex Hansen, who was a great leader for you. Who are some of the guys to lead the defense this year?
Yeah, I'm fully expecting, you know, Justin Kilworth to take over that position. You know, he kind of played that middle linebacker early in the year before we switched Alex over to middle linebacker. So he's got some experience there. I just really need him to you know, line people up like Bryce does on offense. I need him to be the leader on the defense, you know, help line people up. I've really liked what I've seen out of our, you know, front five, you know, with our linebackers and defensive line. Our defensive backs still need some help, but, you know, it's a work in progress. It isn't where it's going to be, you know, by week three or week four. So, you know, we're just continuing to get better. And hopefully, you know, we limit as many mistakes as possible on the back end this Friday.
So what do you know about Sydney?
Sydney, well, not much. You know, we know that they graduate, you know, six or seven seniors, a bulk of their production. We know that they return two good receivers and an offensive lineman for them. So it's going to be a new look for them. And also they have a new head coach. So we don't know exactly what they're going to run, but so we've just been giving our guys, you know, as many different looks as possible without overwhelming our kids, you know, because we don't know exactly what they're going to run, but, you know, we kind of have an idea. And so it's just mixing up the looks, you know, for our offense to look at their defense, just looking at many different looks there. And then when we're on defense, we're just mixing up multiple different looks that they could give us on the offensive side. So, you know, we're going in there Not knowing exactly what they're going to do, but hopefully, and the big thing with that is just our guys communicating. You know, that's what I preach to them, communication. As long as our kids are all communicating and all on the same page, you know, we should be fine, and give us a chance.
So your team went 3-6 last year. Obviously, you're looking to improve upon that this year. You know, do you feel like your kids come into the season with something to prove?
Yeah, I feel like we had great attendance all year for the summer. You know, we had, you know, probably 95% of our team there the whole time this summer. And so that's really good. That shows a hunger, you know, to get better. And so far this week, we've had our best practices. So I think that just shows that our kids are ready to finally face an opponent and not hit each other. So I think the kids are definitely excited. I'm excited to see what they can do on Friday.
We'll see what happens here tonight. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this evening against the Cowboys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Drew Buchholz, head coach for Exira EHK football, with us here on KSOM.